sugya of Hashmos called B'Shavit in Erev and Beitza, and hopefully we'll get to the halachas that are negiyat Hashmos Kol, but we'll leave the rest halachas, I think, for hopefully the end of the week, those that are still here. Shin Lamed Tes Siv Gimel, Shin Lamed Ches Sif Aleph Beis, Sif Aleph Beis. The Gemara in Erevin says, tells a story, Ula Ikla Be Rav Nasha, also God of Sarah Pababa. Ula came to Rav Nasha's house, and he hears somebody knocking on the door. Omar Man Hai, who is that? Lischo Gufe de Komechol Shabbos. His goof should be Kamechol, because he's Mechal Shabbos. Omar Le Rabba says, Rabba, no, you also have the Kol Shel Shir. No, they only answer the Kol Shel Shir. And therefore, to knock on the door is not considered Kol Shel Shir, therefore, there's no problem. Mavur, that Ula holds, that any Hashmos Kol is Aser, not just the Kol Shel Shir, at least in the Hedya in Yerushalmi, as we saw brought down in the Ran, the Rif. Omer Belazer, Kol Mashmiya Kol Aser in B'Shabbos. Any Mashmiya Kol, any Hashmos Kol is Aser in B'Shabbos. And for that reason, the Gemara tells the story of Rebelo, who came back late in the Beis Medrash on Friday night, and he found that the door was locked, and his family was sleeping, and nobody was answering the door, nobody was answering his calls, and he couldn't knock on the door to wake them up. Because Kol Hashmos Kol is Aser. Any Hashmos Kol would be Aser. Therefore, he felt it's Aser to knock on the door. And therefore, he slept outside. Shalaz and Mazgit Machlekis. What's the Nekudas Machlekis between Ula and Rabba as to whether or not just Hashmos Kol Shoshir is Aser or any Hashmos Kol is Aser? So, Yesh Lakim, that when it comes to Kol Shoshir, everybody's masking that it's Aser. Why is it Aser? It's not Mavur in the Gemara in Erevin, Kovdal, and Bafal. It's not Mavur in Rashi, it's not Mavur in Teis, it's not Mavur in the Rif. No one says, not Mavur in the Rosh. No one says the reason why Hashemah's Kol Shel Shir is Aser. Rabbeinu Yoyim Hassan, however, and the Zechor, that's the Pashtus, is Mavar Opi, the Gemara, and Beit Sadaf Lamed Vav and Beit, that we say, in Rakhtim, Metapchen, Metapchen, what's the reason why? Shem Yisakin, Klishir? Maybe you're going to be Mesakin, a Klishir, therefore there's Isser of Rikud, Tipuach, this is Al Derek Zeh, the Gemara understands any Hashmos Kol Shel Shir is going to be Aser. Therefore, Miyarek, putting this, the water that it should drip into the metal kli to make a pleasant sound. If not for the fact that it's for a chayla, it would be Aser. Because that's Hashmos Kol Shel Shir. Even though Kol Shel Shir doesn't have to be, and we're talking about a rocking song, any fakir, it's a rocking song, maybe mutter. Anything which is Kol Ni'imus Shir, as Rashi says, is considered a Kol Shel Shir, and that would be Aser. What's the reason why it's Aser? Shem Yisakin Kli Shir. The Shad is, Vazmeitas. What's the Isser of Shem Yisakin Kli Shir? L'chur Yishlar, two Ha'arth Gedurlis on Iker Zeru. The first one is, what happens that we're Choshish that maybe you're going to go ahead? This guy is singing and dancing. We're Choshish that maybe he's going to go ahead. And then he's going to start using a klishir, and the klishir is going to break, and then he's going to be misaken the klishir. Don't learn on a shtender, because if you learn on a shtender, you might learn on the table. If you learn on the table, maybe the table is going to break, and you're going to fix the table, and therefore it's a problem. Since when are we ever choshish that you shouldn't do something, and even if it would be the klinagina alein, even to be menagin with the klinagina, you have the chashash. What happens? Why are we choshish that it's going to break? Why do we have to be choshish that such a thing is going to break? Unless we're going to tie to that, it's something which is very fragile, something which is very delicate, and it very often it breaks, therefore we have more of a chashash. We'll see it, our chashashim seems to be chashash like that. We'll see a tesis in Sukkah and Rodom Abbeis. It's mashma like that. But l'chur, where do we ever find that there's a chashash not to be mishdamsh with something, lest you come to a matzav where it's going to break, and then there's a chashash and you're going to be misakin it? That's the first aura. The second aura is that we saw tesis in Beit Adaf Lamaram and Aruf. But the Gemara brings down over there, Vos Epis, that people are Metapech, and Merakid, and Mesapik, Kaf al Kaf. Vos Epis, that people are not Makpid. Says the Gemara in the Chanami, they should be Makpid. But Mutav Shushaygin, Al Yumezidin. You don't have to say anything to them because Mutav Shushaygin, Al Yumezidin, which hopefully we'll get to the Klolim, happens to be very Negea, Shailu, of when do we say Mutav Shushaygin, Al Yumezidin, and when does it apply, how does it apply. Someone just asked me, let's say you have 10 people. 5 of them will listen, 5 of them won't listen. Is it better to go say something than make 5 of them yezidin? Or is it better not to say something and rely on the Mutav Shushaygin? Zikr, it only applies to things which are not refers in the Torah, to daraisas which aren't refers in the Torah, that's the Shailo. That's Batsim is the sugi in Beitza over there in Daf Lamed. The
My second verse is Mitzvah Shishah Gana Mezid. Third place is that Bizmanenu we don't have Chash Bechal. Why? There's no Chash. It's up there. The Lididan Shari. The Dafka be Yemein Shem Bikin Lasta Is Klishir Shaykh Lemigzer. Av Lididan Enon Bikin Lasta Is Klishir Vele Shaykh Lemigzer. We're not Bikin and therefore there's no, it's not Shaykh to be Gezer. The Shal is what type of Bikis do you need to be Mitzvah Klishir? Ask anybody that ever played a guitar whether or not any of their strings broke and how long it took them to fix it. It's not such a bikiyah. It's not, and it happens, and it's not. What do you mean? Tlo shchicha. V'idan ena bikiyah lasa klishir v'le shayach l'migzer. In other words, not bikiyah. It's the chorus milta tlo shchicha that it's something that's going to happen that we're going to know how to fix it, and therefore we're not klizer. Ke'ein zeh the aruch shulchan is marir. He says kshiris nime akiner shchichituva. V'chein legalgal ayisedes. V'hainu shemegalgal en hayeser atshetosh v'anim al yis kenochon. He says, what do you mean? This? What are you saying? That it's mostly shicha? It is shchiach. Everybody knows how to do it. You have a string which rips, and it's extra, so you just tie it. You always have extra on the string. Just tie it, pull it. That should be able to reach from one side to the next. And tighten it, and you're being misak and you're klishir. And the chayyah, that's what, like somebody told me. He says, what do you mean? Of course, anybody that plays guitar, anybody plays one of these stringed instruments. The first is not a problem of it's simple and it's common to be misakin these things. So Ebazay, what's Pshat and Tesis? How could Tesis say that we're not Bikiyim? The Chur, first of all, doesn't take a Bikiyis, and even if it would take a Bikiyis, the Chur is something which is very Shchiach. So which is very Shchiach, we should have the Chashash. The Esher, you could say that which it says Shem Yisakin Klishir, what does it mean Shem Yisakin Klishir? The Pashas is Tikkun, anytime they have tikkun means that something broke and you mean misakin. We also find a lashon of tikkun, which means to create it in the first place. To be misakin something in the first place is also a lashon of tikkun. Shemi yisakin klishir, kenzan the chashash is, maybe you're going to go ahead and make a klishir. There's a chashash that maybe you're going to be misakin a klishir since you're dancing, and it doesn't sound as gishmak to dance without music. As with music, you see by some of the stir after a little while. Especially by day, that's it, guys, already out of it. Then all of a sudden comes the next night, and you have Hakafa Shnias with music, and people are dancing for hours on end. What's up, Shah? You have music there. It's a whole different world. It's much easier to dance when you have background music. The main chashash was, if you're going to go ahead and be Merakid, Mitapech, Misapik, the chashash is, maybe you're going to go ahead and create a cliche, maybe you're going to make a cliche. And that's the mashmois of Tesis over there. What is the lashon of Tesis? He says, Ain on a bikini, the lasso is cliche. We're not Bikin, it doesn't say Misakin Klishir. In a Bikin, Lasa is Klishir. Somebody showed me a lashon of Tesis Riyazokin. Tesis Riyazokin, actually in a different sugya, but he quotes our sugya, so on Kofi Zayin Mabez. He says, Gzir Shema Yase Klishir. He's quoting Mamash Lashon of the Gemara, and he switches it. Instead of Misakin, he says, Gzir Shema Yase Klishir. That's a little bit much more of Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah, Alam Avraham Mabez and Beitza says that the reason why in Merakdin, the Gemara Mefarish, that the reason is, Zer Hashem Yisakin Kenegdon Klishir. Maybe you'll be Misakin Kenegdon. In other words, I'm singing and dancing, and Kenegdon, the dancing, I want to have something which I want the background music. And therefore, you're Misakin it, the Ka'ovid Mana. He doesn't say it's a Misakin Mana. We always know that there's a Malacha, Misakin Mana, Tikin Mana. He doesn't say it's a Misakin Mana. It says the Ka'ovid Mana. In fact, it's much more than that. The Chashash is you're going to go ahead and make the. You're going to make the Klishir. The Chashash is the Maturis, both the arts that we had. First of all, what's happens that we're choishish, that something you're going to use it and then it's going to break and then you're going to go ahead and fix it, that's not the chashash. Chashash is not that going to break. If the chashash is that going to break, then you're going to be choishish. What's the chashash? The chashash is that you're going to go ahead and make it like a tchila. Maybe that's the chashash. Can die. If you're dancing, you're singing. Maybe you're going to be choishish. You're going to make it like a tchila. What bikiyas does it need? That taket is bikiyas. To go ahead and make a cliche like a tchila, that is something which needs bikiyas. As opposed to something which is just a tikkun mana, in economic sense, that's not a bikiyas. The Maitre Darach HaShokhom is Ma'ir. He says that it is. It's Mevor Darach HaShokhom in Kipshutai. That the Chashash is Shem Yisakin Klishir. He says, this is Negea to really Sef Kimon, Shalom Echef. It's Negea also to the whole Indian of, are you allowed to go ahead and put on a CD player, tape recorder, CD player, anything with MP3 player before Shabbos, that it should continue playing on Shabbos? Is there any problem to do that? Or you should have, if you have some sort of keyboard, something which is a, and then he says, "Mashmi mized lahamid klishir me'arav Shabbos yosher me'atzmei b'Shabbos gam kinaser." If you have a way to go ahead and set up this klishir, I don't know exactly how they did it in the times of the Aruch HaShulchan, but if you have a way to do it that the klishir should continue after Shabbos comes in,
He says, Gamkin answer, it's also answer. V'hochim misaver. Why should, what's misaver? The kimen she iser u'shem yisakin klishir, imkein mali menagin al yodo yimei asmoi. What's the difference if you're the one that's being menagin, or if it happens by itself? So you say, v'yachshash shir shir menagin yofi yisaknenu. What's the chshash? We'll see that it's not being menagin yofi yisaknenu. Before that, the Aruch HaShem understood that the chshash is a chshash of maybe it's going to break and it can be misakin him. The machdash is whether or not you're the one that's playing it or it's happening by itself. Either way, you have the chshash that maybe it's not going to be menagin yofi and you can come to fix it. The fetus, the chara, also you can be mefarish chat in the nekili that the Meiri brings down. The Meiri has a sefer shas v'chulis mogen avos, it's called, and he brings down that some people he knows. I think in one place I saw that it says talmidei haramban, which he had it out with them a number of times. Is the hefsek p'dume, it's one of the famous ones, and he says that they were menadu with klishir on Shabbos. And they kind of not aser. The only thing which is aser is only tipuach, rikud, visipuk, those things make a loud noise, but klishir is not aser. It's interesting, we don't really find the Gemara that talks about it. We don't find the Gemara that says, all we found is metaper, rakim, these things, sipuk, these things are aser, shemisak klishir. It never says that to be menagin with the kli is a problem, shemisak klishir. Even though that is the pashtus, and I'm not sure how they deal with that. That which it says in Sukkah, hacholu, is not doita shabbos. That you're not allowed to be menagin with the cholu, but it's not the base of not the Shabbos. And Pashas, the reason is Shemi Sakin Klishir. The Agav, the Taisus there, on Nunamim Beis, as we said before, and he says something interesting. He says, even though there's no Shvus B'Mikdosh, so what are we Choshish for? What should be the problem? He says, Lefi Shahayasham Roiv Klishir, Chalimim Kineris, Mesatayim, Nevolim, Shetzorch, Lesakin, Todir, Gozru Tvei. Here, this mamish, it's a very common occurrence, and therefore Rukhashir. There's so many klishir, therefore the Rukhashir that something's going to break, and therefore there are regards on it. Mavur also in Tesis over there that he learns that the chash is that you're going to be masakin, you're going to fix it. Not that you're going to create it, not that you're going to build it, rather that you're going to fix it. But you can say, no, according to these mekhil, that said you're allowed to be menagin with the klishir, what's the pshat? You're not allowed to clap your hands, you're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to bang the side of your leg. That's also Shemi Yisakin Klishir. But to play with the Klishir alone is also. But if you learn that the whole Chash is Shemi Yisakin Klishir, connected on like Lashem Rashi, is that I'm dancing and the Chash is that I want to go ahead and accompany my music with some sort of Klishir, then the Chash is Dafka if you're not playing with the Klishir. If you are playing with the Klishir, then there's no Chash that maybe you're going to go ahead and be Misakin the Klishir. You already have one. We're grazing on the guy that's playing the guitar, then maybe he's going to go ahead and make the guitar. The guy has the guitar. There's no Chash. The whole chash would only be somebody that doesn't have klishir, somebody that's doing is being meraki, somebody that's being misafik kaf al kaf. There you have the chash, the shem yisakin klishir. But like we're saying, the chares mavur and taisus, the aruch hashulchan not that way. And the chare, the pashtus is that the shem yisakin klishir is taken out. That the shem yisakin klishir is maybe it's going to break, and therefore rechoshes are going to be misakin it. Why over here? You have to say that over here, since it's very common that it should break. Therefore, we're chayshish more than other things, and maybe it's going to break, maybe we're mistaken. Kumtois, that lekuli alma, that which we say that it's also to be menagin with a klishir, also to make a kol of klishir, that lekuli alma is also, salafi rabba, salafi ulo. The reason is, shem yisakin klishir. The shayla is, what's the pshat? And those that hold that it's usr to be misak, usr to be mashmiya kol when it's not klishir. Why did Ula hold that it's usr to knock on the door? Where's the isr from over there? Where's the makam isr? There's no chash, shem yisakin klishir. You're not doing anything that has any shayla to the shir b'chal. So the truth is that if you look at the first Bach in Shin Lamed Ches, he brings down what the Goyis Hashvi and the Goyis Maimon he bring down from Aram Rotenberg, that says that even the machmirin that say that it's usr, any hashmos kol is usr, any Hashmah's call is lav dafka. Any Hashmah's call that you're mechavin to do, that's what's aser. Anytime that you're mechavin to be mashmiya kol, you're banging for a reason that it should make a noise, that's when rechoshish, that's when the Hashmah's call is aser. However, where you're bechlal not mechavin to make a sound, for example, the galgal of the rechaim, the pashtus is, you're not mechavin, in that case, then in Echaim, the Chur is nice, all you're trying to do is get the water. You're not trying to do anything, therefore the Chur pashtus should be mutter. Says the Agar Sashri, he says, actually the truth is you have to stay over there tomorrow from the fact that there's more acid, that there was some Indian of me making the call. The Pasha says is any time that you're not being mechavan, you clear your throat, you're not trying to clear your throat, you're not trying to make a sound, you're not trying to make a call. ukedemia.
Something which is like that is not a problem of Hashmas Kol, and even the Machmirim, even the Rach, who answers, and even Dainu Legula and Yerushalmi, they're going to be Maskim in this case. However, when you are trying to be Mashmaya Kol, then it's Aser, Zavtabach. What's the reason why it's Aser? Shem Yisakin Klishir. That even though the sound that you're making is the knocking on the door, that has nothing to do with the Klishir Bafal, you're not even knocking to a... You're not trying to do a Klishir Bafal, you're just knocking to be able to get inside. Since your Kavana is to be Mashmaya Kol, then it's Alt Mikhlal and Zavot Tekanus Chazal of Shloim Mashmaya Kol Shabbos. Any Hashmas Kol Shabbos is doimer to the Hashmas Kol which happens Ayidei Klishir that you're being mechaven to be Mashmiya Kol, and licked in the Gzeiros Chazal of Shem Yisakin Klishir is also any Hashmas Kol you have the chashash of Shem Yisakin Klishir. However, Luli Demis Tafina Amino, that even according to these Machmirim, any Hashmas Kol Zasser can sign that Dafka in a case where you're using a Kli, then you can say that it's Hashmas Kol which is doimer to the Tekanus Chazal. However, if you're not using a kli, for example, like the Shulta Gibberim says, siftuf bepeh, to whistle, in such a case, is that answer? That even if the machmirim, it will be mutter to whistle. Why? Because the same way that you're tining that even the machmirim that hold that is usher. It's dafka in a case where you're machavim for kol. Not every sound that you make is doimah, is usher. It's only when you're machavim the kol, then it's doimah to klishir, and then we're usher. Henzain can be mitzadin, that whistling, since there's no maisa bachlal, all it is siftuf bepeh, it can sign that even the machmirim will be maskim, that whistling would be mutter. However, the Or Sameach is mitzadeh in Simin Chof Gimel, in Perek Chof Gimel, Halacha Hei, or the Rambam. He wants at a time, he's actually not going to the Rambam, but he wants a time that the Isser of Hashmas Kol is not because Shem Yisakim Klishir. The Isser of Hashmas Kol is Kolosh HaGemara, Iludei Kola. Lav Mishum Dekamoyle Kola, Veiludei Kola, Aser B'Shamsa. You're not allowed to be Moyle Kol B'Shamas. The same way that you're not allowed to be moiled reich b'shavas, you have to be careful, maybe, when you're spraying deodorant that it shouldn't go on your clothing. You have to be careful that you're not allowed to be moiled reich on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be moiled, we found also, but you have to, Rashi says in Beis Hillel, what's the issur of moiled reich? He says, his lashon is, Osur mi derabanan sheha moiled davar chodesh korov hu lo'isa malacha chadashu. And we found the same thing when we learned the sugya in the end of Nunalaf and Beis by Risa Kshelek. If you want to crush ice or crush snow to be able to get the water out of it, well then Rashi says that's also the chatchila, unless you're doing it into a cup of water, but you're not going to do it to create water. What's the reason why? Rashi says, both of them, it's if you're creating something. The whole mahus of Alamat Tes Malach HaShabbos, as we see Be'ez Hashem next month, those of us that are supposed to join us, Be'ez Hashem, the whole mahus of Alamat Tes Malach is all, it's a etvas abriya. It's a certain type of abriya that Chazal aser. Mamela, if you have something which is abriya, which is not one of the Alamat Tes Malach, can then be also midarabon. Any type of bria which is daimit, it's domi le malacha. Which malacha? Not a specific malacha. Domi le malacha. The whole mahus of malacha is that you're being buried something. Anytime that you're being buried something, you're being buried a reach, you're being buried mayim. That's also domi le malacha. It's in the Chazal aser. The main time is the Or Sameach, the Zabba Zachir. The Hashmas Kol which is aser is Kolashan Abaya, Eludi Kolo. You're not allowed to be merely Kol b'Shabbos. And the same way they're not allowed to be merely reach, not allowed to be merely Kol. Zokter, I have a raya. What's the raya? He says, because the Gemara says, Abai asked Rabbo, he asked him from the case of, you're not allowed to be metapech, Adam is meshamer, peresiv, midluav, b'shabes, as long as he doesn't do kedar shem meshamer kol. He's not allowed to be metapech, he's not allowed to be mrakin, he's not allowed to be mesapek. He's not allowed to be mashmiya kol, alidei banging his feet, ukedunim. In fact, Abai, what's the reason why? It is the reason why, not because eludi kola, because eludi kola is aser. Says Rabbi, no. The reason why it's usher is because Shema Yitol Tzror Vizrik. Maybe you can go ahead and pick it up a rock and throw it at the bird. And what did Abai hold? So why did Abai hold that it's usher? Abai held that it's usher because there's three possibilities. Either because of you're going to throw it at a bird, that obviously he didn't hold that it was a chashash, because that was the Rabbi's answer back then. Elamai the chashash is out Shem Yisakin Klishir. Like we're tying that even the Machmirim hold that the whole reason why it's usher is called Shem Yisakin Klishir. Any Ha'ilah is called us because Shem Yisakin Klishir. But it can't be in this case that Rabbah holds that it's not a problem with Shem Yisakin Klishir, and he holds that it is a problem with Shem Yisakin Klishir. Over here, there's no Chash Bechlal. We're not in the Parsha Bechlal of Shem Yisakin Klishir. It's not a kosher shear. The whole chashash is only maybe you're going to go ahead and throw the rock at the bird. So why did Abaye hold that as aser when he asked like Achila it should be aser? Muzay that he held that the reason why it's aser is because of ludikola. You're not allowed to be moiled kol b'shabbos. The same way you're not allowed to be moiled reyach b'shabbos. You're not allowed to be moiled mayim b'shabbos. You're also not allowed to be moiled kol b'shabbos. And the Achila therefore is aser. Says Dar Sameh Lefidus, you could tie now that even kila achar yad it's not going to be mutter. You're not allowed to even be mitzvah. Even the machmirim, according to the machmirim that hold, you're not allowed to make kol hashmos kol zasher shabbos. You're not allowed to go ahead and be mitzvah kilachar yad. Why? Because the whole part of kilachar yad is that it's a hecker that you're not going to be mitzvah klishir. But if you understand the whole issue is being moiled kol and kol kamer that you're being mechamen for the reladus kol is going to be aser. Meilin echanami, it's not going to be a hetter even when you do it kilachar yad. Now, yesh l'tzayin that the bir alacha says lahedi not this way. The first bir alacha in Shin Lamed Ches, he says, "Mikol mokum nira de lahakish al adelas kala achar yad mutter lekuli alma." To bang on the door kala achar yad, that's mutter according to everybody. Even according to the grain, that's machmer like the rach, who's machmer like ulo, it's still going to be mutter. Af shekavanotei lashmiya kol, even though your kavanah is to be lashmiya kol, tli adif mi lahakish kach al kaf. We pass in that anytime you're doing kosher shear, it's aser. Nevertheless, we allow you to do a kilachar yad. So that means the mekilim that hold that only kosher shear is aser, they hold you not at a clap. But they hold when you do a kilachar yad, it's mutter. So the machmirim can be no different. The machmirim that holds any kol is aser, and if you're not allowed to knock on the door, if you do a kilachar yad, it's going to be mutter. According to the Rastamech, no, it's not true. It's muchach that the Mishnah Berurah learned not like the Rastamech. The Rastamech learned that the Isser is iludikola. You're not allowed to be merely kol. If you're not allowed to be merely kol, then merely you're not allowed to do it backwards either. Mashing the Mishnah Berurah understood that the reason is why it's Isser is because Shemi Takin Klishir. Once you do it with it, the hacker, once you do it with the tikkun, therefore there's no ashinui, there's no chash or Shemi Takin Klishir. And the Chur, that which I want to be mitzvah beforehand, that according to the Maram Yotam, according to the Bach, it says that the machmirim hold that the chashash is shem yisakim klishir. Ken zayin, even the machmirim be maskim that you're allowed to whistle on Shabbos, because whistling is not a maisa. Over here, zikr is going to be aser. If you hold like the Aras Hamech, zikr whistling is going to be aser. You're mechamin to be moiled kol. That's for sure going to be aser on Shabbos, according to these machmirim. Now, just one ha'ara gedolo. Besides the fact that lechur halachas mashma not this way, even though the mashmois of the mechaber is not the way. Hashmos kol b'kli shir aser. The mechaber in Shin Lamed Ches says hashmos kol b'kli shir aser, and he doesn't see the reason why it's aser. As opposed to when he gets the Shin Lamed Tes, and there he talks about even tapkin lahakis kaf al kaf, lemis tapkin lahakis kaf al yerek, and the miraculous zir shemi. There he says zir shemi sakin klishir. It's mashma that the first halacha can't have nothing to do with shemi sakin klishir. However, like we said in Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah Kinnira understood that no, even the machmirim, there's no other tzad. Any tzad that we have to aser hashmos kol on Shabbos is only al shemi sakin klishir. But al tmoyle lechero, there's no shash of moyle. Now, Yesh Lahar, just Har Katana Lahar in this Ar Sameh, that the only time that we find that there's the Isra of Moilid is by Harlodas Reyach or Harlodas Mayim, like we said before, when you go ahead and you spray something onto a Beged, Mugmer onto a Beged, spray deodorant onto a Beged, Mukadema, then there's a Chash of Harlodas Reyach. Similarly, like we saw by Risik Mayim, there's a Chash you're creating from the ice, creating from crushing the ice. From crushing the snow, you're creating water. There, Apostle Sin, like Rashi says, there's a Briyas Mayim. You're left with something. You can say, it's Doyma Le Malacha. Elude Kol. Why is Moilid Aser? Because Bikaron, all Lamatas Malachas are a Briya. And you go again, you're also being buried something. What are you being buried? Which one of Lamatas Malachas? Machnash Tais. It's not one of the, I can't put it into the category of any Lamatas Malachas. But the Mustik of what you're doing is a Briya. Mamele, we answered it. That's only when you're left with something at the end of the day. If you're left with water at the end of the day, you're left with a smell at the end of the day in your clothing, there, possible to say that there's Isra Moilid. Well, come at the end of the day, you're not left with anything, and you just make a sound, and you're not left with anything a second later, it's very hard to say that there's a Briya. What were you Briya? The sound which was Ben Laila Hoyo, Ben Laila Hola. What do you have? You have it for a mamasha millisecond.
Where's the bria? The day with the bria? Bechal not. It's bechal the day with the bria, and therefore the chur to be kiddush. Just one other nekuda in this shita, and that is that you can't ask. So according to this shita that holds any hashmas calls us here. So then how you let it talk on Shabbos? How you let it talk? How you let it sink? Maybe not let it sink. Elo shemanu. Why you let it? What's the pshat? The chur, even if you hold that a good to call is aser, it has the regular gedarim of moilid, and the din of moilid is dafka bepashtus is dafka when you're mechavin. If you're not mechavin, for example, you're putting lemon into a squeezing lemon into your Coca Cola, even though your Coke is going to smell better now because it has lemon inside, but that's not where your kavan is bechlal. Then the halacha is that it's not a problem. Out moilid we let it aschita into the water. Not getting to this of any time that your moilid, your kavana is not to be moilid the reach, then in that case, in a chanam, we don't have a chash of moilid. So to over here, your kavana is not to be moilid of bechlal. You're trying to talk. You're not trying to be moilid of sound. As opposed to when you bang, as opposed to when you clap, as opposed to there, your kavana is to create the sound. You're doing something. You're not trying to talk. You're trying to create a sound. That's what you call kula. You're trying to be mechavim for. In such a case, that's going to be aser. Like al derech. The Maram Rutenberg. The Maram Rutenberg still passes. Maram Rutenberg that said, but that's the Machmirim, that it's Dafke from Mechavim for Hashmoah's call, that's still going to pass over here, even according to Rasa Meach, it's still going to pass. Because over here, Lamaisa, it's Dafke when you're Mechavim for Hashmoah's call. If you're just trying to speak, Zucha, that's not a Ludi call. It's only when you're trying, you're giving a knock, you're clapping, you're banging, you're dancing. There you have a Chash, and that's when they answered. Singing also is not also. You're not mechavin for the sound. You're mechavin for the singing. You're not mechavin to make a noise. It's not a eludi kola. You're not trying to. It's not a whistle. It's a song. A whistle is as opposed to when you're saying words. It's the diburim that you're trying to sing. The question is, what's going to be? What's going to be if you're humming according to this?
A niggin
or humming. There's shvei tzogin that would be also in such a thing. That's your. And any time there would be machmer on whistling, spirit. You still have to say that it's not doing a bechlal to a hoilodos kol. That's not what you're trying to do. You're singing. You're not trying to be moilid kol. You're trying to sing. You're not trying to be moilid kol. You're trying to talk. You're not trying to be moilid kol. It's not a bang. It's not even with the humming. You want to be heard, because if you're not talking to be heard, then some of them you know be chayshus like a person. But that's not what you're trying to do. You're not trying to be moilid kol. You're trying to convey a message to the next person. You're not trying to be moilid kol. Your kavana is not the hailodus kol kol asim. The kavana is to give over a message to somebody else, to communicate. So
you're going to give over a message to that
Morse code? You wouldn't be allowed to. No. According to this. It's a ludi kol. It's not, you're conveying the message, but it's not a dibur. It's a dibur. Your kavanah is for the dibur. It's not for a hashmoah's call. Here, kavanah, you want to convey a message, but your kavanah is the hashmoah's call. The kavanah is not the conveying of the message. Kavanah is the hashmoah's call. Yeah, I want to be. This is how I'm being. I don't know how to do more call, but can you? Yeah. That's the sugya. Le'alacha. Hopefully we'll see Shilamat Tes Aleph and the first two Sifrim Shilamat Ches. The Mechaber says in Shilamat Tes, Ein metabchin Siv Gimel, Ein metabchin lahakis kaf al kaf, Ein metabchin lahakis kaf al kaf, Veloi merakting. Gzei Rishim Yisachin Zishir. You're not allowed to be merakting. What's the Isser of Rikud? Is the Isser of Rikud dancing? Or is this a Rikud making noise with your feet when you're dancing? The Isser of metabchin is lahakis kaf al kaf. And what's meraktin? So the truth is, if you look in Shin Lamed Ches Tiv Dalet, for those that saw it, when it's talking about you're not allowed to be meraktin to chase away the birds, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lo yirakid beregel lashmiya kol lahavas ha'ifis." That the whole nekuda of the rikud, which is aser, is a rikud which is making noise. There we have a chashash, you being mashmiya kol. There we have a chashash, you're talking lishir. Over here, lechur kol kama that you're not making any noise. Then in a chanami, it would seem there would be a tzad to be making. The only problem is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention anything over here. He only mentions it by chasing away the birds, he mentions it. Over here, he doesn't mention anything. If you're going to be making, I can say it's that way you're making noise, so then those people that dance, the regular dancing that most people do, if it's not, you're not mamish getting into it and jumping up with your feet and coming down with a knack, just going, walking around in a circle for the most part, even if it's slightly more than a walk, then the current, there's no problem whatsoever. You're not making any noise. You're not, unless you're wearing metal taps, the pasht is you're not making any noise when you're being, when you're dancing. There'd be no iser b'chlal. However, even without that, the poskim ne'aman kepshutai that that's not the rikud that we're talking about. The rikud that Chazal answered is not the rikud that walking around in a circle that we do like by Tevi Meris, by even though that's mamish the din, you should be rocking. But going around in a circle and this standard dancing that people do on Simchas Torah or Kedema, that's b'chlal not an exeris Chazal. That's not a mamash rikud. The Rav Shom goes so far to say, he says b'chlal, our rikudim that we have nowadays sounds like even if we would make noise, still is not a problem, because it seems from the way that he's understanding it is that they had dances like they have women's dances, that they're mamash, they up two, back three, to the side, mamash, that work out exactly in tandem in consonance with the music. And the main there you have the chash, you're being misakin, there's the chash misakin lishir, because your steps are mamish to the music. Even though we also go to a beat, we go to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, and the guy next to you is not going, going to the left, to the right, it drives you crazy. But that's still not, no, that's not the beat that we're talking about. We're talking about where you're dancing to the music. That's the chash that Chazal had, says Aruch HaShulchan, and Mimela. No one else, I didn't find anyone else that says like that. However, I think all the Paisim seem to know Mon Kapshutai that in a case where your mom is not dancing, you're just going around in a circle, and you're, then I found it's not a problem. So you're in a shul, the Dam Le Chadredi, and sees a shtibel, and they pull you inside, and I'm a Katalit Fak. So I'll say, now I'm going to do that. They're just going around in a circle with a chadredi, then machlal, it's not a problem. First of all, Pashas is not dancing. And even if it would be dancing, then there's what we make along. If the Simcha Shul Mitzvah, if we'll see at the end, Kenzain, maybe it's even the Hatchilo, that's a Shiloh, to dance Simcha Shul Mitzvah. And it's also Pashas Benesh Mashas, depending on which shtibel you're in. And therefore, Shvus Benesh Mashas were more makel. Therefore, Lachur, the Zichr, what we make in such a case. Yesh Tzayin, that the Mishnah Berurah says, with regard to, it's actually in Hilchos Kiddush Lavana, he says, I don't know exactly what type of dancing they had by Kiddush Lavana, but he says one of the reasons, Al Pi Pshuta, the reason why we're not by Kiddush Lavana on Friday night, is because that it comes to, the halacha is that he's supposed to be, if you don't have another day to do it. However, since you have another yichus to do it, so even though rikud shemitzvah will be matered, if you have a way to get out of it, it's better not to do it. It's better not to put yourself in the matzav mechafilus. So I don't know, should you go to the shtibo where they're gonna dance in the middle? That's an even. It happens to be agav maimer musgar. We're gonna get back to this. The Mishnah Berurah seems to name on over there. He says that any simcha shemitzvah is mutter. It's not just simcha shemitzvah. The Pashas we will learn that no, the only time they mastered is by Simchas Torah. They mastered it. But any other Simchas Shemitzah, they didn't master. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah Taka says in B'yayim Simchas Torah, Motir L'Raket, it says at the beginning of Shin Lamed Tes. Pshashar M'kilusin. Kivin L'Asei El Mishnah Shvus. Av B'shar Simchas Shem Mitzvah, Kivin Nesurin, Afilu Achi Aser. He says that it's Aser. And Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why you're not allowed to do it on Kiddush Levana is because you're going to come to Rikud, and even though Rikud says Shemitzah is Motir, you can get around it. What do you mean? You told me the only way to get Shemitzah is Simchas Torah, no? Sorry for your excess. Then we'll get to hopefully the halacha l'maisa of the, what do we do? L'maisa, b'mach b'shemitzvah, b'shem v'brachah. So let it dance. U'kedema, that's, we'll get to at the end. End of the session. Yeah, because it's also a Chvedish Shul Torah. Yeah, even though it's not Yisrael Torah, it's still a Chvedish Shul Torah. The Mechaber continues, Vafilu lahakis be'etzba ala karko el aluach, oi achas kenegan achas v'derecham b'shirin. That's also asr ala kashish v'egiz latinik, that's asr b'zirik. All these kids, but also k'zirin sh'misakim l'shir. You're not allowed to be lahakis be'etzba ala karko el aluach. That's not exactly clear what is he talking about. You're not allowed to be mako on the luach with your be'etzba. What's the story? Are you allowed to bang on a table while you're singing Zmiras on Friday night? Is this what the Mechaber is referring to? L'chura, in a case where your mom is doing a nigin, your mom is beating out a song, either your hands. L'chura is such a case that zichron nichlal in what the Mechaber is talking about. At least that. Afilu l'hak is best balakar l'luach. I have to ask, k'derech m'sherim, you're doing k'derech m'sherim. Your mom is beating out a song, l'chura to a beat. It's not just a beat. Your mom is banging out a song. In such a case, l'chura, it should be also, if not for the fact you want to say the Zmiris is a mitzvah and they matter such a thing a mitzvah, we have to get to that at the end also of the sif, or whether or not they matter. What did they matter? The Moke mitzvah. What did they matter at the end of the day? What was Tesis matter? The Mashmoyis Lachor would be that even to use one hand should be mutter. To bang just with one hand, Ken Zayin, if you're banging a nigin, then Lachor, what's the difference if it's one hand or two hands? But even one hand, Ken Zayin would be usher. Why? What's the minigoyim? Are you allowed to clap when you're singing Zmiris? You're clapping without, you're not banging out a song. You're just clapping for
Yom Shabbatai.
Right? You're just clapping to beat. Is that the sinner? For some reason, most of the elim seem to know that such a thing would be also. Why? Because you're clapping towards the song. We're also to bang against the table with to beat. There's also the chur. You're banging, even though if you wouldn't be singing, we wouldn't see anything. Once you add in your Yom Shabbatan, all of a sudden it goes to a beat, and it's continuous. The horror of such a thing should be nichlal in the lahakis Be'etz Bala Karka.
However,
Amadabar, the Zirchir of the Minig Olam, is not to be machar such a thing. And the Shabbat is just why. So the simple reason can be because even if theoretically it should be Asr, but in the case where you're not banging out noise, it's just banging against the table to go ahead and to keep the beat, so then in the Chanam, you're not trying to make noise. You're not trying to be moiled kol b'chlal. You just—it's something that you're doing to keep the beat for yourself. But it's not. It's like people that are tapping their foot. You're not adding be'etim to the noise. You're not adding to the. You're not accompanying your zmiris. All you're trying to do is keep the beat to a certain extent. There, Ken Zayin, it's not considered, even though maybe it's kederach ha'mashurim to a certain extent, because that's what they do. They try to keep the beat. But we don't find that a light conductor, a social shayla, a light conductor, orchestra on Shabbos. You're not making any noise, but they're here in the chag, chashash gadol, maybe you're going to be talking cliche, the guy's going to be off, something's going to be. Clearly, the passion is that should be motzeh. That's not something which is us, so we don't find the chazal asa. You're not doing any malach, you're not doing any maisa. That's not something that we nichlal in the gzera of chazal. To bang, if you're not mamish banging out a song, it's not, it's just to keep the beat. And Ken Zayin, lachor, such a case would be motzeh. As long as you're not mamash. However, generally, when you bang with two hands to a song, there you are trying to accompany your song. There you are trying to, when you're banging out a niggun, so then your mamash should accompany your zmiris to make it more geshemak. That's derech hamasherin. That lechura would be a bigger tzad to aser. Maybe you can master also makom mitzvah. We'll see at the end of the day. The mechaber continues. Afilu lekashkeish beegreiz letinik. Or the sachik by bezug, kadesh yishtek, kol zochiyot by asim. You're not going to take a nut and shake it back and forth. Kashkish beegois lesameach lehashtek atinik. The mashmois would be then to take a rattle and to shake it for the baby would be asim. The same way that you're not going to take a egois and shake it back and forth. So to a rattle, that even if you want to tell me that a rattle is not considered a cliche, which the chur is not a cliche. It's something which makes noise, but it's not a cliche. Something l'chur, which is miyuchad l'shir. Something no different than a door knocker that we saw in Shilam Ches at the beginning that the Ramah brings down. That something which is miyuchad. Aser lahakiz b'shamas aladas b'tabas hakavu b'delis. Av b'shinim hachav l'shir. Hoyo v'akli miyuchad l'kach aser. Anytime you have a cliche which is miyuchad for Hashmoras Kol, then it's aser. What's the reason why it's aser? So there it's not so pasha. Vesesir is really matmiya. He brings down the ogre that says that it's aser. He says, I don't understand why it should be aser. Bechura, you're not mecham l'shir b'chlal. What should be the aser? Says the Vesesir, Ken Zayin, the problem is, maybe you're going to be mecham l'shir. Maybe you're mecham l'shir, and even though it's not a kli miyuchad l'shir, but it's kli miyuchad to make noise, maybe mecham l'shir. That should be the aser. Interestingly enough, he does not bring down the halacha when it comes to mecham. He's mitzad in the Vesesir, he's matmiya, and he doesn't bring down the halacha. The Ramah brings it down the halacha. The Levush, on the other hand, Dinas, that the reason why it's Asr, Shem Yisak Neno, maybe you're going to be Misak in the door knocker. The Mishabura is Mitzadeh, and this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan goes also in Halacha L'Maisa, the Mishabura and Bir Halacha is Mitzadeh, the reason why it's Asr is also over the Chol. something which is done, this is something which is a vacha dechila ma'isa, and therefore we're chayshish. Anytime that was not going to be over the lechol, then if not, we're not going to have a chashash. Something which is miyuch for Shabbos, it's not going to have a chashash. So Shabbos, what's the story with the rattle? L'chura, if it's like a door knocker, then if your kavana is to use it to be mashmiyako, if you're miyuchash for the mother, it should be also. However, I did see those that are metzadeh, l'chol, for two different reasons. First of all, so B'Shem Ber Moshe, he wants a taina, the Betziner, that the only reason why it's also according to the Beis Yosef is Shem Yechav and Hashem, Yechav and Hashem for Hashem. By a rattle, you can't be Mechav for Hashem. You can't, I don't know, probably people could, at least if you could, could by a door knocker, then you could by a rattle. But it says, there's no, you're not going to get a Hashem. It makes noise back and forth, but you're not going to get a Hashem out of it. It's very hard to be Mechav and Hashem. Memelo, there would be no shash for such a thing. Another svara to be makel l'chol pachas to give it to a kid is that are you allowed to pick it up to give it to a kid? Let's see what nemo that it's us. Are you allowed to pick it up to give it to the kid? What's the halacha? So we saw when you get to a door knocker, the Bir Halacha says the people guns will stop it when they're not has a thing with klish malach l'isser, klish malach l'heter. Over here, l'chol is a big tzad to be inside that it's klish malach l'heter because it's made for a kid. And for the kid, there's no isser. For the baby that's using the rattle, there's no isser. So something which is a klish malach l'heter. For you to go ahead and give it to the kid is a klish malach l'heter. The tzarach gufo yitzarach makayimah. You want to give it to the kid, then you should use it. So the kid?
Yeah.
The kid doesn't have an ister because he's 1 year old. So there's no ister yisra. Yeah. So it doesn't pass a malacha by somebody that has no ister. You allowed to give a rattle to a kid? A kid's allowed to do an ister on Shabbos? Kid is allowed to turn on the light? A 2 year old is a kid is allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos? I'm not telling him to do it. He doesn't have to shake the rattle. Are you allowed to put a kid next to a light on Shabbos that should turn it on? Without telling him. I'm not telling him either. Because he's going to figure it out himself? That's not the kokama that it's a klish malach l'heter, then the chur would be able to pick it. Can't just klish malach l'heter. And even if you want to tell him klish malach l'heter, the chur the Torah kufoy to give it to the kid, the chur should be mutter. So if you would pick it up without making a rattle, the chur, there should be no problem. If it happens to make a sound, then the chur, it's a double rishin miskavin, and it's not miyuchah for klisher, and you're not trying to make sure. Then the chur, to give it to the kid to calm him down, that he should be able to use it, that would be the same. Right? Even to the Rosh Hashanah standard, that if at the end of the day, you can't calm down the kid, and the only way to calm down the kid is by shaking this rattle, then it's not a problem. You're allowed to shake the rattle to calm down the kid. Because the katan has a din of a chur l'shem b'sakana, and the same thing that the Gemara says in Irvin Dachov Dalei that you let it do the miyarek for the chur l'shem b'sakana to get him to go to sleep, even though it's a kosher shear, it's mutter to do it for him. So too for the kid, if you want to calm him down, and there's no other way to calm him down, then in such a case we'd be able to take the rattle and rattle it to be able to calm him down. What's that? Well, that's the Torah Gufa, you can't make it, that's Mutter. If it's a Klish Malach L'Esther, the Torah Gufa, you can make it. How's the sound? It's Mutter, how's the Chorizo? Can you play a song?
Sorry.
To keep telling the kid? No, because that's the call which is Mutter, that we don't find, which is... We never found that it's Mutter. We never found by Simchas Torah where we have the Heter of Ein Meraktim, we never found the Elad to use the Klish Negino. Exactly why, we'll get to it in a second. Oy achas keneged achas. What's the achas keneged achas? The Mishnah Berurah brings down those people that snap their fingers. Those people that snap their fingers is if you do it ala goydul b'ne'ima v'oisim boi tnuas arevois, then it's aser. Those that are doing kiderach b'sherim, you're knocking out a song with your acapellaing, with your snapping, then in chanami, that would be aser. However, to wake somebody up, you want to call somebody, you snap to call him. If it says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah ends off with something very interesting. However, Zokter, according to Rashi, it's mashma that it's aser. What's up is? What's the Rashi? Says Rashi that by the Kohen Gadol, that when they snap their fingers, they wouldn't use their middle finger, they would use their index finger. Frank Taisus is different than using their index finger. You can't snap with your index finger. You're not going to wake anybody up with that. How do they snap with the index finger? Go try snapping with the index finger. You can only snap with your middle finger. What's Kohen Rashi?
says the Tosefta Shabbos, Rashi held that in a chanami it was also to snap with your middle finger. So mainly you have to do, you're right, you shouldn't be snapping with your middle finger. But since it's also to do it on Shabbos, even to wake the guy up, mainly you have to do it with the shinui, and then you have to use a different finger instead of the middle finger. Kumtai, that's a snap with the middle finger to wake somebody up, the chayr would be also according to Rashi. Prima Gadam says, Yofa Pirish Barashi. That's the Kainir Mi Prima Gadam. Prima Gadam quotes that Tosefta Shabbos says, Yofa Pirish. This Pirish is Yofa. The Shaila is, why in heaven's name is it Asr? What's the Tzad Asr? Like he says a second before, it's not something which is Yofa Bashir. You're not doing it Derech Shir. What's the Isr? Where's the Tzad Asr? According to the Gurin, it's Asr. It's Asr. And Yashmal spells Asr. But over here, you're not doing it for, it's not Yofa Bashir and you're not doing it Derech Shir. So where's the Isr? So I saw in the Piskei Shuvos, you wanted to say in the Lachar is the Dover Nochan, who wants to say that this whole Chumrah is Dafka when they did the Tnuas Arevois that the Mishnah Brewers started out with. There would be an Isser, even if you're doing it to wake somebody up, but since you're doing it, they were able to snap it in a way that it sounded nice. There's a Makkah to be Machmor, because you're trying to go ahead and do it in a way that's Moilah to Kol Shir. That's Tnuas Arevois. But in a Chanami, a regular snap just to wake somebody up, to call somebody, that is not even the Yesh La'achmer, the Firash Yesh La'achmer, even that we wouldn't have for a Stam snap. Now the Ramah Asr's ends off, and he says like this, that's the Gemara that we saw in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph from Beit Zav. What's bakol? So without the Mishnah Berurah, without any of the Nesek Kenim, we would say that hakol bakol means everything that was mentioned in this sif is mutter. That means metapkin is mutter, meraktin, nesapkin, lahakis bet balakarka, laluak, nesekin egerachas, kashish beggars, nesachem bezoi. All those are mutter. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he quotes an Elyar Rabbah, and it's a Sefer Shabbos, and the Taz says this in Yerideya, when he's talking about the Palmeinim, he refers back to this Ramah, and he says also that this Ramah is only referring to meraktin, metapkin. Hi, lahoka b'kol says the Mishnah Berurah, koyal tipuach v'sipuach v'rikud. V'loyal shayat v'arman is going to say v'zeh. V'afilu b'tipuach v'rikud, he says, ain't g'day l'nei chaminik, shlei mocha mitzah, amat b'shem ha'atho. He says, this whole kula that we have, Tesis doesn't really save us too much. We don't say, according to Tesis, we never found that it's mutter to go ahead and play with Klein Nagino on Shabbos. You allowed to play with the Klein Nagino? No. That, even according to Tesis, not up. Why not? If the whole Shash are playing with Klein Nagino on Shabbos, is because Shem is Sagan Lishir. And he told me that we're not Bekim, so the same way that there's no problem in Rakhdim Adapkin, there should be no problem in Sagan Lishir to playing with Klein Nagino. And really, that's the shaila that we have over here. Where's the Mokum Bechlal from Mechalik? If you tell me there's no Zayr of Shem Nizag and Lishir because they're not Bekim, so where does the start Bechlal to be Mechalik between the different types of things that are mentioned in this Sif? With Kashkish Egoi, that's Aser. The Mashem Bechal is Mutter. Why? They're all the same Zayr, Shem Nizag and Lishir, and we're not Bekim. Where's the Mokum to be Mechalik Bechal? So, if you see what we said in the Hezbollah of the Sugyo, Lechur comes a very Gishmak. And I saw that the Shara Ephraim, I saw this Mar Mokum, I saw in Dor Malakim, brings up from a Shara Ephraim. I looked it up in the, he lived 400 years ago. Actually, Mamish exactly, Shinai involved. It was 400 years ago, and he wants to sign of it. His son put out a sefer, and he has that go over there. And he says, that which Tesis said, that we're not Grazer, Shem Yisak and Klishir, because we're not Bekim and Asiyas Klishir, that's only when it gets a Tipuach, Rikud, Visipuk. When you're going ahead and you're not using a klishir, there the chashash is, like we said beforehand, that you're going to create, you're going to build, you're going to make lechatchila a klishir. Where you don't have a klishir, the chashash is when I'm dancing and I'm missing some accompaniment, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make a guitar. However, in the case where you have, and that's the lashon of Tesis, ain't on the bikini lasais klishir. We're not beginning to make a klishir. But mainly, you're allowed to dance nowadays, there's no chash, you're going to go ahead. However, where you're using something which is a cliche already, it'd be makashkish be'egos, you're using a guitar, you're using something which is already a cliche, then there's no chash that you're going to go ahead and make a cliche, you already have a cliche. The whole chash is semi yisakin cliche, maybe it's going to break and you're going to go ahead and be misakin it. There in Hanami, we're choshish, even mizmanazeh, that we're not making a seed cliche, we have to be choshish, maybe you're going to be misakin, maybe it's going to break and be misakin the cliche. Mamela, Lechur, that would explain the Ramah also to a certain extent.
According to the Ramah, the only thing which is mutter is the things that you're not using any other types of kelim. You're not using anything. All you're using is your body. When you're using your body, there's the chokshash is maybe you're going to go ahead and make a klishir. If you're going to make a klishir, we're not going to bezmanenu. However, in a case where you're using some other type of instrument, there was still nichlal, the original gzeir, shemi yisakin, maybe you're going to fix a klishir, and that's even going to be utter bezmanenu. Now, Esbal Luach, the question is, where do we draw the line? So the Mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah, there's a theory L'chara in the Diyukim of the Mishnah Berurah between the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hay Lachu B'kol Koyal Tipuach V'Sipuk V'Rikud V'Loy Al-Shara Dramar Is Kamis of Zeh. It goes on three things, nothing else. That means Lachis Al-Luach is Asar. Comes along the Bir Halacha and he says, Ayin B'Mishnah Berurah Dainu B'Tipuach V'Rikud Stam V'loy Ayidei Kishkush Zagim V'Koshkin Ayidei Nigun Klishir V'Vada Yisur Gomer Hum. I think it wasn't mattering the Kishkush Be'egoizim and Klishir. How about everything else that's less than that? Well, you're not using another Kli. The Halach is Al-Aluach. What's the Halach in that case? So the Chura, we have a Stira a little bit in the Diyukim of the Mishnah Berurah. If we're going to go like the Mishnah Berurah says, that the only thing which is mutter is the first three things, then the banging on the table, you don't even have the heter of Tesis. Those people that are banging on the table, we don't have the heter of Tesis to be said upon. However, according to the Bir Halacha, we would have the heter of Tesis. L'halacha l'maitza, how do we go? What's l'halacha l'maitza? You're in camp and everybody is banging away by benching. That's how you go, right? That's how everybody's banging. That's all part of camp. If you don't do it, then you're not in camp. And everybody's banging, you're in shul and they're banging on the bima, but they're going around by the chadoidi. Do you have to say something? You don't have to say something. What is Shushen and Mizin is Mutl Khatila? What's Allah Maisa? The way the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out of Allah Maisa is Vafilu Bitipuach Verikud Ein Kedai L'Haniach HaMinig. Even by these things which Taisva says is Mutter, Ein Kedai L'Haniach HaMinig, it's not Kedai to allow the Minig to take place. What's the Minig? The Minig Shenogu L'Hakal. It says Alzeh Nogu L'Hakal Bakol. Look at the Prima Gadol, the Prima Gadol says Nogu V'Loi Midino. This is their night, but it's not. A lot of times, the Prima Gondim is Akdama to the Akdama to Shulchan Aruch says, if you're Medayik very well in the Lashonis of the Ramah, sometimes he says V'chein Noegin, sometimes he says V'chein Aminig, sometimes he says V'chein Nogu. They all mean different things. Nogu doesn't mean that that's what the Minig is, L'maisa L'halacha. Nogu means that they were Mekel. We still want to get to Shabbat. That the Minig of the Olam was to be Mekel as long as it wasn't. When it gets to Chazara, to Bishol Achar Bishol, as long as it didn't cool off in Gans, then the meaning was to be Mekel, they let it heat it up again. The Prima Gadol was decided that it's Asur Mekel Dedino. It's just that no Gul Hakul. We go then maybe not. Most places seem to say that it's Mutter Mekel Dedino, and they were just Machmer a little bit. But not every time that it says no Gul is it really Mutter Lalacha. Memela Tain is the Mishnah Berurah. In Kedai Laniach HaMinig. It's not Kedai to allow the Minig to take place that they are Noeg L'Hokom, even by these things that they says in Mutter. Shiloi B'Mokai Mitzvah. El Mishum Hanach Lehem. If it's Shiloi B'Mokai Mitzvah, then you shouldn't allow it, except for the reason of Hanach Lehem, which L'Chur, the Pashas of Hanach Lehem means, the Hanach Lehem that's mentioned in the Ramah and the Gemara, Hanach Lehem, the Yisrael, Mutter Shiu Shegin, Al Yom Yizidim. That those who want the Taina, that he's quoting Al Yerabah from Yom Shoshleimi, and the Yom Shoshleimi says, Hanach Lehem Lismech Adivri Taisvis. Hanach Lehem to be same on the Vertaisis that says that it's Mutter. L'chur, the Hanach Lehem, for the fact that you just say it, and this is the Hanach Lehem that the Gemara and the Hanach Lehem that the Ramah is talking about, it's a little bit schwer to say that he's referring to that Hanach Lehem. But the Pashas is, he's saying, even Tipuach V'Rikud would be, you should not allow people to do, Ein L'Haniach HaMinik, you should not allow the Minik to take place, not for the fact that it's Mokha Mitzvah, except for Hanach Lehem Mutter Shishagin. So therefore, in a case where people are shaloi b'mokhi mitzvah and people are banging, and by telling them to stop, they're not going to do anything, the mutter shishagin, there's no reason to say anything. However, b'mokhi mitzvah, there is a shayla. Do you have to say anything in l'chadchila? Is there any Indian l'chadchila to say anything? Because the mashmoyt mishnah berurah is, ain kedai l'anich ha-minug, shaloi b'mokhi mitzvah. But b'mokhi mitzvah, then it's not a problem. Take on the minute. First of all, we have a tesis. Second of all, it's a mitzvah. Both of the things together, we can be mekel. L'chur, that would be the mashmas of the Mishnah Berurah. The problem is that earlier in the sif, the Mishnah Berurah says not that way. He says, "Bayirim simchas teriyo, mutel l'rakim shasherim kilus in the teriyo, mishum kavara teriyo, kim las beil mishum shvus, av b'shar simchas shemitzvah gemin itzuin afilu achi aser. Any simchas shemitzvah is aser. Begam l'chur teriyo, ain't gedal hatzim tibur v'rikud. So there's a sefer from the beginning of the sefer to the end of the sefer whether or not we're makel by a makom mitzvah to do these tipuch v'rikud. Are you allowed to clap? La'alacha seems that the poskim are the chabriz manenu are chilek la'alacha. The Aruch Hashabbos is mitzadin l'chumru. He says even b'makom mitzvah you shouldn't do it, but don't be meichem yana mekilim. The Shemir Hashabbos also says b'makom mitzvah it's mutter, it's not a problem. I saw somewhere about that Shemazam Mataka clapped by I think it was the Ufruf, even it wasn't even Mamash or Simchas Nesuin, it was the Simchas Chasavakal which started from beforehand. But in Chami, Simchas Shel Mitzvah together with these things that takes us mattered, Tipuah, Rikud, and Tipuk is Lachura, Amakum Gadol to be Mekel, Zikr, if you're in a shul and they're clapping and dancing by a little deity, then Lachura, you do not say anything. Lachlal, the fact that maybe it's not even dancing, maybe it's not even clapping, and Mimela, Zikr, you don't have to. Therefore, if that's your minig, go for it. And if it's not, then it seems that there is a tzad to be machmer here, even Shabbat mitzvah. The cholas echad yaseh min hove ativ. Like shina brachas. Close it for them. Continue reading.